there's been decades of research in sociology now showing that when you compare intact same-sex families with intact opposite-sex families, there are simply no differences in outcome for children. The idea is that if parents are allowed to marry, then these children will experience more bullying. But the fact is their parents are already lesbian or gay. Allowing these couples to marry is not going to produce more harm. And in fact, allowing couples to marry will create even more stability for these families and their children, which is interesting given that they're already equal on every socio-psychological measure.
Still, we have that argument against approving same-sex marriage that it will lead to a denigration of society.
This would be more of a personal perspective, but the idea that we would punish citizens of the United States because other people do not like them seems irrational as well as immoral and quite frankly, unconstitutional. There's no evidence to suggest that these couples produce harm or cause harm or that their children are harmed. So punishing them and creating a separate class of citizenship is just unjustifiable.
What was found about cognitive development for children of same-sex couples?
What has been found to be the main determinant of child performance in school is not the sex or the sexual orientation of parents. It's the degree to which their families are intact, the amount of economic resources available to the families, the loving relationship between the parent and the child, as well as between the two parents. These are the factors that determine academic outcomes.
Some of those studies looked at the mental health of children of same-sex couples. What were the findings?
These children in intact homosexual couple families are doing just fine. They're not more likely to abuse drugs. They're not more likely to be sexually active. They're not more likely to experience depression or other kind of illnesses. One study I actually read suggested that in some ways these children may be better off having grown up in a same-sex family situation. They've been more sensitive to and exposed more to bigotry and prejudice toward gay people. And so they've had to reason with that and reason with that through their parents, and they become more accepting and more tolerant than children raised in heterosexual couples.
Was there anything else in this brief to the Supreme Court that stood out?
First, there's the argument for marriage, and then there are two critiques of arguments against gay marriage or lesbian marriage. And in those other studies, they're also comparing children raised in intact heterosexual couples and with children being raised in step-parent households or in adoptive situations or in single-parent households. And then they simply infer that gay couples equal step-families or gay couples equal single-mother homes or gay couples equal divorced households. Studies regarding the impact of step-parents, divorced parents, or single parents show that in these homes that have been fractured, there are negative consequences for children. I see that in my own family because I divorced my first wife and now I'm in a blended family, so I know the difficulties associated with blended families. But that doesn't mean we should stop people from remarrying.